This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
So just to finish up, without replacement chips, if we have a massive solar ejection and the grid goes down, we won't have the replacement chips to keep the or put the grid back together. We won't have the computers to keep the nuclear plants from melting down. Matt Stein's 400 Chernobyls. We won't be able to produce food in big agriculture, which relies on GPS, because the big farm tractors use GPS in order to map out the fields. You know, it's not like farmers sit behind the wheel of a tractor in big ag. That's all computer controlled. They don't even need to be in the tractor, actually. And the supply chain will absolutely positively stop, which puts us back to the Stone Age, or almost the Stone Age, actually, pre-industrial revolution. That's where we'll be going. We'll be plowing by hand. Captain John?
You know, one of the recent articles I saw that did not include with today is that the excess deaths for millennials in the United States totaled 61,000 over the course of a year. I think that was, I forget which month, but it was a 12-month period. And they put that in context by saying that was more than, well, they call it a Vietnam, but it's actually more than the youth that we lost in the Vietnam conflict. And I went and looked. In fact, it was even more people than we lost during World War One as combatants. So the number of young people being lost, and since there's really no other explanation for it, the only real perp that we have for it are the vaccines. We're also seeing, and this one was really disturbing, there was a study out of Sweden showing that there was reverse transcription in the liver as quickly as 30 minutes after the shot or the introduction of the vaccine. This was done, test tube, but it would work. They expected to work somewhat similarly in the body. So what that means is reverse transcription is where that RNA gets transcribed to the DNA. The CDC says that's not supposed to be possible. So instead of the RNA, the messenger RNA is what is used in the development of proteins, in this case, the spike protein. So what it's doing is rewriting the genetic code of the DNA, and that's causing the liver to go into where it produces that permanently. And that's also leading to autoimmune issues with the liver. And once you lose your liver, you can't live without one. We're also seeing where the vaccine accumulates in the ovaries. And there's been an increase in ovarian cancer. There's been strange things happening with women's periods. We've read about spontaneous abortions. I know some doctors suspect this leads to sterilization as well. very disgusting new side effects that we're seeing. And one of the things we've learned is that, some of these sequences that are in the SARS-CoV-2 virus were patented several years before COVID happened. And like I talked about last time, I do believe that this was the virus they were planning on using to induce the Great Reset. I do believe that it leaked early, that their next step was to add a gain of function so that it would infect bats so that they could have total deniability from being a man-made issue, even though the sequences are already showing otherwise. But I think their plan was, well, we found it in this bat in the cave, therefore it's natural, even though these sequences are found nowhere else in nature. And the fact that they were patented kind of cast some doubt on that. It's, you know, we've talked about how that there's been an agenda for some time for getting rid of the useless eaters, which you and I are considered among those. And it looks like they have found a way, and we'll know for sure over the next few years that unless something changes, it looks like a lot of people's fates are already determined. Now, whether or not other technology like CRISPR could be used to edit out those sequences that have been reverse transcribed into the liver cells and elsewhere in the body, that's a possibility. But so many answers we don't know. Plenty of questions. Getting into some of the things we didn't get a chance to talk about last time is cycles. I've started seeing so many different things in cycles. We've talked about the natural cycles, the solar cycles, that we've got the Sirius ones that happen every 12,000 years. There's harmonics of that, 6,000, 3,000, and 1,500. And those smaller harmonics are now even getting their own names in the scientific literature. You know, this isn't just, conjecture on a YouTuber's part. We're seeing the studies backing that up, and we're seeing evidence on what's happening during these 12,000-year cycles. And you had asked me last time about how quickly the Ice Age happens, and I had to go back and think about what all goes on. One of the things is that the Earth's rotation reverses. And whether or not you believe in that, there would be evidence leading up to that. You would see the days get longer, but the rotation slowing down. And eventually it would stop, which would cause the ocean to rush over the continents. And we see evidence of that. I forget what show it was. I covered that. I'd learned maybe about 20 years ago that scientists had discovered sediment from the Appalachian Mountains in the Grand Canyon. And when I went back trying to find that information, I found out that scientists had also discovered sediment from the Appalachian Mountains in the Utah desert. And in case you've forgotten your geography, those are the mountains in the eastern United States, going as far south as northern Georgia. There's no river system between there. You know, you can look at Google Earth, you can see where the Mississippi in places used to be 50 to 100 miles wide, and you can travel all the way up from the mouth up to the boot heel of Missouri, where you see that channel. Now, you don't see above that going up to the Great Lakes because in the Illinoian Ice Age, that gave that chevron at the base of Illinois, that had glaciers all the way down there, which wiped out the where we could see that channel. What we don't know is when the sun has this big shedding, we don't know where on Earth that will hit. And if you are on the side where that hits, being underground may not even be enough to protect you. This is where last time it hit on the other side from us, that pushed the atmosphere out of that area, which drove the pressure down so low, and this is Boyle's Law, that's what allowed the mammoths in Siberia to be flash frozen with food undigested in their stomach. Mammoths are 3 times the size of modern elephants. We do not have the technology today to flash freeze an elephant so that the food doesn't digest in their stomach. And it wasn't just in Siberia. In the Andes, there were flowers that were flash frozen, and some of those are just now getting to be exposed. So if you're on the side where this blast hits, very, very bad results, and worldwide, that was the point where we lost all of the megafauna, the large animals. And because we used to have the big cats, the big everythings, up until that point. Now, when where in this process the Earth does its reverse rotation, don't really know, but if it's all at the same time, then when that water comes over the continent and now all of a sudden you get this flash freezing, you can be in that ice age essentially immediately. And wherever it starts, it's going to progressively, get worse. We can see from past ice ages how this works. And if you want to survive, past that 2046 time frame, which is the end of the 12,068-year cycle, you want to live as close as possible to the equator. And where I was looking to go in Belize would still be too far north, even as far south as that is. You would also want to be able to be in a mountainous area where you'd have elevation to survive the waters rushing. So a lot of things to consider if you want to make it past that time frame.
Yeah, it looks like everybody would get a chance to experience heightened levels of radioactivity because of all the reactors that'll stop working and melt down. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, what you're hearing so far in the first hour and 20 minutes are dire warnings. So please consider them carefully and act accordingly. Captain John?
Well, let me add some more context in talking about the nuclear power plant reactors causing the 400 Chernobyls. Obviously, in the grid down situation, whether that's EMP or CME caused, that's definitely a problem. With this solar cycle and having, and keep in mind, since the way the world turns right now, when it does that stop, that water is going to rush over from the west this side, or this time. And a lot of these power plants will likely end up with their reactors either in the ocean or buried under ice. So it may not be the same kind of disaster as it would be with just a plain grid down situation. Completing the cycles, there's an economic cycle. This is from Martin Armstrong's website, and it's amazing how accurate his computer is to the day. He might not be able to tell you what event's going to happen, but it continually amazes him, too. We went from public to private in 1981, going the other way from private to public. That's due in 2032. There's another way of measuring man cycles, and that's the generational cycles. And we're in what's called the fourth turning right now, where each turning or generation is about 20 years. And when you go through four of those cycles, 80 years, you basically come back to the beginning. And we see this as a recurring theme in history. You know, the people that, you know, allowed us to have World War II and that are dying off now. And the ones that are taking their place don't have the skills to do what that generation did. And that's, you know, one of the factors, you know, I'm looking at is going forward. You have these youth that are so into a virtual world, they have to go through adulting classes just to be able to do some normal small-scale stuff around the house. And to do these large-scale projects, to have the skills that, you know, not that long ago, I mean, my parents grew up during the Great Depression and were adults during World War II. You know, they had to be able to raise food. And it's, and you talked about Springfield starting off, you know, cities are going to have to start allow food raising, or they're going to have a revolt just from that. You know, raising chickens, raising food. You know, the city's going to have to change their laws, and you have the homeowners associations that prohibit having gardens and animals. They're going to need to change their rules too, or I would hate to be one of the members of the board of the homeowners association that didn't. When you get food scarcity out there, that's when things get really, really nasty. And, you know, that's something we see, you know, repeated theme throughout history. And which brings us to the next section, history. I went back and put up the video, the 1751 machine. You know, so about 20 years or 25 years before the Revolutionary War, that made everything. And this is the metal lathe. And that's what allowed industrialization to happen. And continue on after the break.
Yeah, and a lathe is the tool that lets you make another lathe. Absolutely true. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. Class, dire warning today. Act accordingly.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following the Federal Reserve's widely anticipated interest rate hike Wednesday, the housing market will likely see higher mortgage rates. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage on middle-class-sized homes increased to 4.27% from 4.09%, with points rising to 0.54 from 0.44. President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal on Wednesday, just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the United States Congress for more assistance in the fight against Russia's invasion. Earlier in the day, Biden condemned Russia's invasion and said the United States is sending more weapons to Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, responded by saying, quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world." USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After calling President Putin a war criminal Wednesday, President Biden got a reply from Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. Quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world." End quote. The United States is stepping up defensive efforts in Ukraine.
The American people are answering President Zelensky's call for more help, more weapons for Ukraine to defend itself, more tools to fight Russian aggression. And that's what we're doing. In fact, we started our assistance to Ukraine before this war began, as they started to do exercises along the Ukrainian border, the Russians, starting in March of last year. We took the threat of Putin invading very seriously, and we acted on it. We sent Ukraine more security assistance last year, $650 million in weapons, including anti-air and anti-armor equipment, before the invasion. More than we had ever provided before.
Despite fears that China may help Russia avoid economic sanctions and may even provide military support to Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime, China's ambassador to Ukraine told officials in the western city of Lviv this week that his country will support Ukraine both economically and politically. NASA's next-generation moon rocket is making a highly anticipated slow-motion journey from an assembly plant to its launch pad in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The next round of tests in the coming weeks, that will determine how soon the spaceship can fly. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's
877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, the financialstateoftheunion.com. Captain John, please continue.
So you might think, what's the big deal about the invention of this metal lathe in 1751? Well, prior to that, we pretty much had to live God's ways. With this machine, we were able to make other machines that allowed us to go beyond what we could do with animal power, whether that's man or mule. We had harnessed the wind a bit, but you know, that's a little bit unreliable. But for the most part, until that point, it's it's this natural way of life. And it was into the latter 1700s before the modern steam engine really got going. But with this machine, now we're able to boost productivity tremendously. Up until this point, the daily wage for a person was very low. And with this machine, now you could, or the machines created by this machine, you could now create a lot more goods. And this is where the capitalist-communist schism started, because neither way is God's ways. The capitalists are the ones that, you know, basically owned the machines. So they made a lot of money, more so than the workers. And those that were outside of the industrial system were even in worse shape. So I've included the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and the 45 communist goals that were read into the Congressional Record in 1963. You can see how successful communism has used the schism to damage our society. But without that machine, communism wouldn't be possible. And I've listed a lot of links in the history section here. I go back and posted George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation in 1789. And we don't even hear pastors talking like that nowadays. And I uncovered, you know, names and organizations that lead us to the mess we're in today. So there's a lot of reading in that section that you know, we just plain don't even have time to give highlights of in the short amount of time we have on a broadcast day. I'm not sure I got a chance to put the link in under Team S. I might have made it. Team S, I use that, you know, whichever S you want to use. I like to call it Team Satan. If you want to call it Team Socialist or Team Schwab from the Economic Forum, it doesn't matter very much, because it's pretty much the same agenda. And there was a recent post. In fact, I think it was this morning on Lou Rockwell, where he reposted Dr. McCullough's What You Need to Know About the Transhumanist Agenda. And that is about a thumbnail sketch I think you can get in understanding what we're up against. I've included links to a lot of the organizations that are causing the problems. The World Economic Forum is one of the big ones. I've linked to their Great Reset corporate partners, and you go through there, it's just disgusting how many corporations they have on board for this plan. Then they have the Forum of Young Global Leaders, or as I call them, the Schwab Youth. And this hasn't been in place so long. You're supposed to be under 40 to be invited to be part of this. He made an exception early on because Merkel was 43 at the time. And you... when you have this bit of information, you can see how governments were taken over. And, you know, I looked at what Merkel did to Germany and wondered, you know, how do they put up with this? And over the years, I saw how the decline in Western society was happening in Europe. And I would even talk about how, you know, things that we see happening in England and Canada and Australia, know, we see that a few years before it happens in the United States. And part of it is just because the way the United States was created, we still have a small amount of our Constitution left. We still have some states' rights, even though Lincoln pretty much destroyed the 10th Amendment back during the Civil War. But they're even so far along in the United States, in these links you can see those in our government that are part of his agenda, which include our current leadership with Biden and Pelosi. We've got governors, including Newsom and other left coastites. Soros and his agenda has done a pretty good amount of damage, too. These cities where you see these woke DAs, it was his involvement in getting those people elected into those positions. He also worked on capturing, I don't know if it's the same in every state, but here in Texas, it's the tax assessor collector where the voter registration is, gaining those positions. And I don't think I need to make the connection there for you to figure out how that helped the Democrats in 2020. The third part of this trinity, so you have Schwab, you have Soros, and you have Gates. And what Gates is doing with his foundation, pushing vaccines, buying up farmland and forcing an unnatural diet on people, that's pretty much what you find in this whole section there. You can see how a lot of this has progressed over the years. And since last time I found an article, I might have gotten it in here, where how Schwab got to be where he is started when he went to Harvard in the early 60s and took a seminar from another name that you know very well, Henry Kissinger. And then in 1971 is when Schwab started what we now know as the World Economic Forum. And like I say, we're very deep into the end game. The two things that we really need to stand up for or against, we need to be against central bank digital currency. We do not want FedCoin here in the United States. The other thing we have to push hard on is the carbon cult, because it's one of those things that is covered on a Suspicious Observers YouTube channel. It's all the science on how solar forcing affects our climate. And with CMIP6, the latest version that the IPCC uses for its computer models, every study that used the solar forcing that's contained in CMIP6 determined that CO2 does not, cause the global warming. It's not man-made. It's all because of the sun. But they refuse to accept that science, much like they refuse to accept a lot of the science we're seeing with COVID and the vaccine. It's all about the agenda. And trying to figure out how much more we can get through here. Tech. Oh, my goodness. This is all part of the agenda as well. One of the big ones I put at the top there, IBM unveils a breakthrough 127-qubit quantum processor. That makes that a very powerful machine. And in case you're not familiar with quantum computers, digital computers, everything works binary. If it's switch, it's just like your light switch. Everything's either on or off, and it's some combination thereof that allows everything else you see with computers to happen. With the quantum computers, it converts things into an analog. So you must often hear it described as being zero, one, or both. And I've also read that the way they describe it, it's like the problem is shipped off to another dimension and the answer comes back. And this answer is done very quickly, solving issues that would take, you know, many, many years, sometimes millennium or more, of your traditional digital computer to solve. And one of those things is encryption. And, you know, cryptocurrency is a big topic nowadays. If you have powerful enough, and I don't think 127 qubits quite big enough, that you get a little bit more, and now you can start breaking through the encryption that protects the cryptocurrencies. And when that happens, imagine the problems that causes. And to try and give you an idea beyond cryptocurrencies, you know, governments will encrypt a lot of very classified information before transmitting or even storing on computers. Well, if you can capture that information, even though it's encrypted, all you have to do is wait long enough until you have a big enough quantum computer and break the encryption and find out all the secrets that were there. We'll be back after the break.
Yeah, Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms. forms of media, at home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, the beginning of today's class, I believe you mentioned that only 2% of parents of preteen school children have a biblical worldview. And if you look at that and you consider the Ten Commandments, which have been transformed by politicians and Hollywood into maybe the Ten Suggestions, how far we have fallen. For example, number 5, honor your father and mother. Number 7, you shall not steal. Number 8, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house or wife. Number 6, you shall not murder, right? All of those things are happening on a frequent daily basis. And the guy who has the big chair has done, well, let's see, he stole another guy's wife. He lies. He cheats. He steals. He bears false witness. Okay? He is involved with a criminal cabal that has been involved in murdering Americans. War. Conflicts. Sending our young into harm's way. So all the things that you're talking about, if we would just follow the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule, we'd be in much, much better shape. Captain John?
One of the things I'm going to do as a series, the adult version of the Ten Commandments, and we've talked about one of those before, is what we were raised on as thou shalt not kill really should be thou shalt not murder, which is a totally different thing. And, you know, please subscribe to my johntrack.substack.com area. And I want to thank somebody in our class at the bottom of the hour break apparently did just that. I appreciate you being there. Well, it looks like we need to schedule part 4 of the 10th anniversary class.
Yeah, and class, let me just repeat that. johntrek.substack.com. That's J-O-H-N-T-R-E-K. J-O-H-N-T-R-E-K dot Substack, S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K. S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K, S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K.com. And you can go there and subscribe to it. I have. So that was not me, John. That was someone else. So johntrek.substack.com. Okay, we can certainly do number four. John, the dire warnings that were contained in today's class, I'd like to share with our class that my point of view is we are really, really late in the game, and there's no time to dilly-dally. It's jump on whatever you think is the most important thing that you need to do to protect yourself and your family. That's what I think you should do. And I would immediately start on starting seeds in your house so that you can transplant them to the garden. And that garden can be a 5-gallon bucket. But you need to do it right away. I mean right away. And get heirloom seeds so that you can save the seeds and learn how to save the seeds. And much of that information will be in the book, which will be in the school, presented by USA Preparers Instructors. Captain John, back to you.
Down in the text section, I think it's the 4th, 5th, and 6th ones, life with an EV, the lessons of I-95, and no $4,500 electric car for you. I'd recommend you take a look at that because most of us don't have direct experiences with electric vehicles. Hybrid vehicles at least make some sense, but the more you learn about electric vehicles, you realize what a farce they are and how bad they would be for owners of that. You can't just, you know, pull up and spend 5 or 10 minutes filling a tank and be on your way. You're talking about a minimum of a half hour, you know, not to mention that, you know, does your neighborhood even have the wiring in place to transmit the electricity that's going to be needed to charge these? And where are you going to get the electricity from to push down those wires to begin with? There's just so many parts of this that are absolutely ridiculous. But our leaders, and unfortunately, here in the U.S., many of those have law degrees, and you can be sure that's not God's law that they follow, or poli-sci degrees, and they have no clue about how real life works. You get to a point where you actually start hoping that it's ignorance, because if it's not, what they're doing is so darn evil. And I believe what I've shown under Team S with the agenda of Schwab, Soros, and Gates, that this is a plan, you know, not an accident.
You know, I was talking with a Missouri State Representative, a high-ranking guy, about 11 years ago, and I raised my voice to this guy, and I said, did you ever take a science class? Did you know that it takes more energy to produce a gallon of alcohol for fuel than the gallon of alcohol contains? Did you know that? He said, you don't know the pressure we're under with these votes. He's talking about bribes and payoffs, etc. Captain John, thanks so much for being in class today. Your presentation was outstanding, as always. The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.